Reading through it, nothing immediately struck him as significant. Located near the foot of the Atlas Mountains, where the Sous River flows into the Atlantic Ocean, Agadir was, he read, still regarded as the first sardine port in the world. It was also an important commercial port and tourist town, with its long strip of sandy beach. It wasn't until he reached the section on the city's history that he found his interest suddenly piqued. The entry read, "At 15 minutes to midnight on February 29, 1960, Agadir was almost totally destroyed by an earthquake that lasted 15 seconds, burying the city and killing thousands. The death toll is estimated at 15,000. The earthquake destroyed the ancient Kasbah." Of course, Enzo realized, the entry in the Everyman Encyclopedia had predated the earthquake by 3 years. If Killian had possessed a more recent edition, might he have marked out the section on the earthquake? 15,000 had been killed by it, and Killian had written on the post-it, "He did not die." Had someone thought to have died in the quake actually survived it? He spent some time then browsing through accounts of the earthquake. Some gave the death toll at over 16,000, others gave the time of the quake at anything between 15 and 20 minutes before midnight. What was clear was that most people had been indoors, and that buildings with structures hopelessly inadequate to withstand even a minor earthquake had simply collapsed, killing almost everyone inside. In fact, a third of the population of the city had perished in that brief 15 seconds. There were entire sites dedicated to photographs of the disaster. Graphic images of a city reduced to rubble, twisted and mangled buildings whose roofs hung in suspended animation just inches from the ground. An aerial shot of the original walled Kasbah, utterly devastated, only a handful of buildings in the old medieval hilltop city left standing. Bodies buried beneath tons of masonry had never been recovered, and the Kasbah had never been rebuilt. It was almost inconceivable to Enzo that so much damage could have been done in such a short space of time. So many lives taken without warning. In the end, he was overtaken by fatigue. He closed down his computer and trudged wearily upstairs to the bedroom, and as he lay between the icy sheets, aware as never before of the emptiness of his bed, he knew that somehow, in some way, he had just made a breakthrough. But Killian's voice was still too far away. Enzo was simply unable to hear the words with sufficient clarity to make any sense of them. Clarity.